workout session. You go, girl. Eat that face.
What are you looking at?
This girl is chewing this guy up. She's got her tongue down his... Uh-oh.
What?
It's your daughter.
Oh, it's fine. I kept all her old maternity clothes.
Hang on.
Now what?
That's not her boyfriend.
Whoa. No, that is definitely not Luke. I can't believe she'd cheat on him.
What's not to believe? He's sweet, he's loyal, he loves her.
You're right. He's asking for it.
Oh, God.
Now what?
The old perv in 1F is watching them, too.
Hey, put some pants on. Stop that. Really? 3 a.m.?
I have 3:14.
Will you let me do this?
Yeah.
Really? 3:14. Really? Trying to be a mom? Have you been drinking?
I'm not doing this.
We saw you outside with that guy.
Oh, whatever.
Why are you cheating on Luke?
Good night.
And why are you dressed like a cheap hooker?
Yeah, next time you want to borrow my clothes, ask first.
Oh, God. I need a drink.
What's the matter?
You know that weird smell from Mrs. Valinsky's apartment that everyone's been complaining about?
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Valinsky.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. She must have been there for a couple of days. She looked like a beanbag chair in a nightgown.
That's so sad.
You want to know sad? All her jewelry? Fake.
You didn't.
Why would I? That's probably the cops.
Nice. Cops at the door, and it's not about us.
Hey.
Oh, Luke. Hi.
Is Violet here?
She's still sleeping. Can I give her a message?
Yeah, I was just worried about her. I've been texting her for a couple days now, and she doesn't answer.
Is that so?
Something going on that I should know about?
Yes, Violet is sick. Very sick.
Where's the body?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no.
No, not that sick. Upstairs, the door's open. Follow your nose. She just got a stomach bug, puking her guts out.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Luke just came by to see Violet, and I told him the reason she hasn't been calling him back is because she's sick.
Oh, right. Nasty head cold.
At first, and then it morphed into the stomach bug I just told Luke about.
Yeah, it's that morphin thing that's going around. It's morphin season.
Well, can I do anything? Get her some soup?
Oh, you were just the sweetest.
Yeah, you gotta quit that. Here, you wanna help? Go to the store, get a half dozen cans of air freshener, a couple of chocolate bars.
Chocolate bars?
Dead people tweak my sweet tooth. Go. How many times have I told you? When there is a lie already in motion, always follow the leader, never add new information.
No one is more disappointed in me than me. Get up.
Leave me alone.
Now! What is your problem? I just had to lie to your boyfriend.
And she did a really bad job. Just so you know, you were homesick last night.
You had a stomach bug that morphed into a head cold.
Head cold into a stomach bug. You're still doing a bad job.
Sorry, I'm a little rusty.
You'll get it back. It's like stealing a bike.
I didn't ask you to lie.
No, you forced us to.
For reasons I don't understand, that kid loves you.
She was an easy lay. What's hard to understand?
And it's not just Luke. You've been treating everyone like crap. You've been lying, drinking, staying out all night.
Get off my back. I just gave up a baby.
Oh, give me a break. That's your excuse for everything. The other day you couldn't do the dishes because you just gave up a baby.
You two could never understand
what you've been going through. You sound like a broken record. Not that you know what a record is.
don't want to talk about this with you. Fine, but you have to talk with someone.
Why don't you see a therapist? There are people at the free clinic. It doesn't cost anything.
No way I am seeing a shrink.
Why? You can't be embarrassed. For God's sake, your water broke at the prom. You can't top that. Forget it. So there's free therapy?
Yeah.
Why haven't you been going? It's open.
Hey.
Hey.
Where is everyone?
Mom went to pick Roscoe up from school, and Grandma's organizing a dead lady's yard sale.
Okay. What's up with you?
Nothing.
Nothing's cool. I was salesman of the month at my car dealership.
Good for you.
That's why I got this pin. They gave me a pin.
Awesome.
Brr. Frosty. Something bothering you?
No.
Violet, I was your stepdad for 6 years. I can read you pretty well.
It was 4 years.
Wow. Your mom really made it feel like longer.
She wants me to go to therapy.
Why?
Who knows? Doesn't matter. I'm not going.
You should. It's a priceless opportunity to piss her off.
What do you mean?
You get your life together, and then she is forced to look at her own. And Violet, believe me when I tell you, she hates that.
You got smarter when you stopped smoking weed.
She hates that too.
Man, free clinics are so cool. Check this out. Free mammograms, flu shots, STD testing, diabetes screening, and I kid you not, calligraphy classes.
Oh, that's nice. Send a beautiful handwritten note to all your former sex partners that you gave them herpes.
You have any idea why Violet changed her mind about going to therapy?
I gotta assume that she needed to process what I said to her and eventually came to the right decision. Just let me assume that.
You ever think about seeing a therapist?
Nah, I'm good. I need to believe I'm good.
You don't have any issues.
Hey, we're here to support Violet so she can deal with her issues. This is not about me, it's about her.
The therapist wants you to join our session.
Son of a bitch!
I think this just became about you.
He wants you in there too.
Son of a bitch!
I just want you to know, everything discussed here is protected by doctor-patient privilege. This is a safe space. You can say anything you'd like.
Okay, I'd like to say, when is your bedtime?
I assure you, I'm completely qualified. I may look young, but I'm actually 23 and a half.
Free clinic. You get what you pay for.
Oh, Violet, you have something you wanted to share?
Yeah, you ruined my life.
Uh-uh-uh. Say it like you did to the puppet. I'm angry because...
I am angry because you totally screwed up my chances of having a healthy relationship with a man.
You're looking at her, right?
I'm looking at both of you.
I thought you were supposed to help her get over giving up the baby.
It's all tied together. If I wasn't so messed up with guys, I probably wouldn't have even gotten pregnant.
See what I did there?
Wait, it's my fault you got pregnant?
I believe the point Violet is trying to make is that there was a lack of male role models that she could look up to.
You drove Alvin away, you drove Baxter away, and I never even knew my father.
Hey, your father left me.
You were a drunken mess. Of course he did.
You know what? We're not here to talk about him.
See? This is what she always does. Whenever I ask about my dad, she shuts me down. I don't know a thing about that guy. How screwed up is that?
In my professional opinion, I would suggest that Violet has a right to know some information about her father.
Oh, really? You have a professional opinion?
Maybe. I mean, honestly, sometimes you just say things.
Look, she's drinking, she's cheating on her boyfriend. Shouldn't we focus on that?
I bet you I would be a much happier person if you were the one that took off and I grew up with my father.
Oh, boy, would you lose that bet.
Mom, no.
Shush. You don't know anything.
Mom, please.
She's 18. She can hear it. You want to know the truth?
Mom!
Your father used to beat the crap out of my daughter.
Stop.
He sent her to the ER twice. I seriously doubt you'd be happier living with him.
Why didn't you tell me? Because I never wanted you to know.
You looked in my direction. Does that mean we're speaking again? So, no.
How long did you stay with him?
Too long.
Well, it wasn't as if I had you to run home to.
Hey, at that time in my life, I was in my own prison. Prison.
I want to meet him.
What? Did you not get what he did to your mother?
Yeah. He sounds like a total loser. But he's still my father, and I have a right to know him.
This is exactly why I didn't want her to find out.
Maybe he's changed.
People like that don't change.
Aren't you in a program that's all about second chances? I mean, you guys keep saying that you turned your lives around. Isn't it possible that my dad became a half-decent guy?
It's not the same.
Just because you say so? I want to hear his side of the story.
You think he has a side? That's it. Christy! Carlos! Truck! You want to meet him? We're going to meet him. Great. Great. What are you doing? The first U-turn was just to be dramatic. It's actually this way.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Okay. Here he is.
James Sutcliffe.
I thought his name was Butch.
Butch was his nickname.
Oh.
Do you know how he died?
Car accident. Anyway, I know this isn't how you wanted to meet him, but here's your dad.
Why couldn't you have been a cool guy?
He was cool. He was so cool I couldn't even believe he wanted to go out with me.
What happened?
The first few months were fun. Then one night we were doing tequila shots with his friends. He came in and said, Kurt Cobain just died. And I said, no, genius, it's Kurt with a T. And everyone laughed. It's no big deal. Then everyone cried because, you know, Kurt Cobain died. Then we get in the car to go home and he starts yelling at me for embarrassing him. His reaction was so crazy, I thought he was kidding. So I laughed. He slapped me so hard I heard a ringing in my ears. That was the beginning. I packed my bag so many times. But he always said that he loved me and it would never happen again. Until it did. After a while, I just started feeling like I deserved it. Anyway, that's my side.
I'll be in the car.
So, who the hell is James Sutcliffe?
No idea. But I'd rather Violet think Butch is dead than ever go looking for that monster.
I get it. Sorry I called you a bad liar. You're a great liar.
Thanks, Coach. Means a lot coming from you.
I'm also sorry I wasn't there for you.
You're here now. Oh, sorry for dragging you into this, James Sutcliffe. You were a very nice man.
She's looking, she's looking.
I hope you're right in hell, you miserable bastard!
Wow.
Why'd you spit on my husband's grave? Oh, I think you know.
When's Mom gonna be back?
Shouldn't be long. She took your sister to therapy.
Oh, what's therapy?
You'll find out soon enough. Hey, guess who made Salesman of the Month?
You told me. They gave you a pin.
Hey.
Hey, what took you so long?
Sorry, we had to make a couple of stops.
Is that frozen yogurt?
Yep. Dead people tweak my sweet tooth.
I'm gonna change and then head over to Luke's. Remember, you're recovering from a stomach bug that morphed into a head cold.
You keep reversing it.
Head cold, stomach bug.
Just say diarrhea. He won't ask any questions.
Baxter, kitchen.
What did I do?
The bitch be crazy. Does it matter?
Sit down.
Oh, boy.
Relax. You're not in trouble.
Then what are we going to talk about?
So, listen. Some stuff came up in therapy, and it got me thinking about our relationship.
And I'm not in trouble?
No. Remember what I told you about Violet's dad?
Yeah, I remember. Bad guy.
Yeah, well, I was really messed up after that, and you kind of paid the price for it.
Is that Freudian for you were really mean to me?
I'm so sorry. You were a stand-up guy, and I just couldn't appreciate it.
Wow. Thanks.
Thank you.
I have a girlfriend, so I can't make out with you.
Baxter.
Although she isn't here.
And neither am I.
Now I'm in trouble.
Hey.
Hey.
How'd it go with Luke?
I told him I made out with another guy, and he broke up with me. So pretty much the perfect end to the perfect day.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I haven't exactly been the best girlfriend. Or daughter, but that probably goes without saying.
No, it doesn't. Say it.
Mom, it never occurred to me that it could have been his fault. When you look at me, is it just... am I just a constant reminder of a terrible time?
Are you kidding? Just the opposite. I might not be here without you.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
When I found out I was pregnant, I knew it wasn't just about me anymore. You gave me the courage to leave. You saved my life.
Well, good then. It's been a long day. I'll see you in the morning. So, how do we do this?
Well, why don't you just tell me what's going on in your life? What's been bothering you?
Okay, well... let's see.
Bonnie, could you please join us?
Son of a bitch!